Sports Radio 93.1 The Ticket. This is Bronco Focus with the voice of Boise State Athletics, Bob Beeler.
Welcome back. Idaho Sports Doc Bob Beeler joining us. And Bob, the basketball game tonight, St. Louis in town. I know you're excited for this. As an old Atlantic 10 guy at UMass, the Billikens come to town, and Boise State's got to get this stench of shooting out of them, Bob. The historically poor performance against Bakersfield, is this going to be an issue all year?
Well, we'll see. I don't think this team's going to be overly good shooting. I really am excited about St. Louis coming to town. Travis Ford, the gentleman that's coaching St. Louis, was the last of the three coaches that was at UMass when I was there. So cool. I spent three seasons working with Travis. Went over and visited with him last night, so it was good to catch up with him. But, yeah, St. Louis is a team that's usually pretty good. But getting back to your question about Boise State and shooting, I mean, the numbers from the Bakersfield game, 22% from the floor, 19% from three, 54% from the free throw line. To be honest with you, I think I could live with 19% from three, the most of the three, because, you know, there are games when you don't shoot the ball well from three. But when you look at the fact that you were 7 for 26 from two, that to me is unlivable. And then, I don't know, anything below 65 or 68% to me is tough. I don't think this is a great shooting team, but I think it's certainly better than what they've done. If you want to look at the numbers this year, shooting 39, 28, 70, excuse me, shooting 39, 28, and 59%. Last year, the team totals were 46, 35, and 74. So there is work to be done. Acott is a 50% three-point shooter this season, 14 out of 28. I think Rice talked about having the right people shoot the ball. I think he needs to shoot more of the outside shots. Then you look at Kijab, 4 out of 23 for 17%. Dutrieve, 7 out of 28 for 25%. Maybe they need to be taking a few less shots from outside.
Well, I mean, what are their strengths then, and how do they play to that? It seems like basketball, if you're that poor at shooting, man, that might be a tough hole to dig out of.
I think you're going to need to embrace the fact that 60 is the new 70. Generally speaking, Boise State's magic number is 70. In the Leon Rice era, 185 wins, 45 losses when they score 70 points. I think you're going to have to look at forcing turnovers. You're going to have to look at maybe, you know, grinding it out defensively, making it tough to shoot. Right now, opponents are shooting just 32% from three and making just 4 3-pointers a game. You need to take advantage of defense, and I think your mindset needs to be that, you know, we got to find a way to win, and if it's, you know, not maybe putting as many points on the board, you got to find a way to keep the number of points off the board for them.
Talking Boise State athletics, Boise State basketball specifically, with Bob Beeler, the voice of Boise State sports. This is Bronco Focus every single day right here at 3:45 on Idaho Sports Talk. Bob, before we dive into the St. Louis Billikens, your voice sounds better. What did you do the last 24 hours? What's your magic?
Hot tea with honey.
Can you use the excuse, like, just ignore the wife at home and, honey, we're not going to talk tonight? Can you use that excuse? Can you throw that out there?
Usually. She's good about that. She understands, and she's she's the one telling me to drink the hot tea and honey. She's, like, on me. You need to drink more. You need to drink more of it. You need to drink more.
You're sounding much better than you did yesterday, Bob. We were worried about you yesterday. You're a pro, and you'll be on the call tonight. I understand St. Louis is this great team, an NCAA tournament team. They got a little bit of a local flavor. What do we know about these guys, Bob?
I don't know if they're an NCAA tournament team, but they certainly were an NIT team last year. They're 6-1, coming off a win in the Cancun Challenge. Their six wins have been against what I would say are so-so opponents. Not great, but not terrible. The one loss was to Memphis. We saw them in the NIT last year, and that was a true road game. They went down to Memphis, lost 90-74. I think the biggest thing for them, maybe becoming maybe not so much like you'd say, oh, this is going to be an NCAA team, is the fact in the exhibition game, they had the worst exhibition game you could have. And it's not that they didn't play well. I don't even know if they won or what the score was.
Wow.
But they lost their leading scorer to a torn ACL.
Oh.
So they went into the exhibition game thinking they had Javonte Perkins back, who was all Atlantic 10, 17 points a game, makes 38% of his threes, and he tears his left knee's ACL.
That's not good, Bob. That's not good.
And then they have a local guy, which when I'm looking at the roster, I'm looking, Boise, I know. DeAndre Jones, who played four seasons at Central Arkansas, he is the NCAA leader active player with assists. He picked up his 500th assist in their last game. And he is a backup, comes off the bench, plays about 17 minutes, averages 5 or 6 points a game. made a great pass at the final play of the first half last week in the Cancun Challenge Finals at halftime for an easy layup. Beautiful pass. His name is DeAndre Jones, played at Bora, and we'll see him tonight on the floor for St. Louis.
Nice, nice. Couple games this week, Bob. I know there's one more on Friday night. Mm-hmm. How big is this week for Boise State basketball?
Well, it's huge. I think when you're looking at two leagues that are very comparable to the Mountain West, the Atlantic 10 and the American, these are the kind of teams that if you want an at-large, you're competing with. And, you know, you've got a couple of bogeys on this golf cart. Losing at UC Irvine and then losing to Bakersfield at home. In fact, Bakersfield at home is probably a double bogey. You have a bogey at Irvine.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can't – you're at home. These are pars. You have to get these games against these two. Then maybe steal the one at Washington State. And you're probably going to have to win a few more Mountain West games based on those two losses than you would have to have a chance at the at-large. I mean, yeah, the at-large. But I think it comes down to, I think both of them are must-wins this week.
And we're talking about Friday night against Tulsa before they hit the road again. And it's Friday night against Tulsa, right? A good team? What's the early scouting report on those guys?
4-3, I don't believe they're as good as St. Louis. I think St. Louis is the tougher team. And I would think that St. Louis, not quite as good as St. Bonaventure. They're in the same conference as St. Bonaventure, but not quite picked as high. Now, if Perkins were playing, maybe we have another discussion, but based on what they have, I think they'll be better than Temple, and I think they'll probably be better coached than Ole Miss.
Is it safe to say that the expectations are 2-0 this week and try to get back back on the streak?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Tonight's going to be a tough game, though. Very tough game tonight.
You know, we were talking to Leon yesterday, Bob, and you know, I brought up that this is the first time in I don't even know how long that extra mile arena might be rocking a little bit, right? I mean, mm-hmm. Last year they didn't have fans. This year, you know, they've had a couple of games, very pedestrian-level crowds. And tonight, maybe St. Louis, you expecting a pretty nice atmosphere?
I would hope so. I think it will certainly help. And St. Louis is a good opponent. I mean, people want to see good college basketball. This is a good team that they are bringing in to face the Broncos. It's going to be a tough challenge tonight.
Bob, before we let you go, to rest up that voice, any thoughts on the all-conference football team? Did anything stand out to you?
One of my favorite guys on this year's team I thought deserved a second team at least, and that is Jones.
Yeah.
From us.
You and I are on the same page there.
And I thought Stets would have been better than Ojukwu. I would have rated Stets higher in the line. Shakir, to me, obvious no-brainer, first-teamer. I thought Dalmas, first-team kicker, no-brainer. I just looked at what the offensive line looked like when Stets was in or out. He would have been, if you said Boise State was going to get one first-team offensive lineman, I would have picked Stets.
I agree.
And Hoke or Blake Anderson, Coach of the Year, who would you have voted for?
Oh, I voted for Hoke.
Did you?
10-1, chance at a New Year's Six if Cincinnati stumbles. And I thought the coaching move of the year, switching quarterbacks in the Boise State game, I had no hesitation voting for Hoke over Anderson.
That was a hell of a move he made, no question. Yep, Bob, good luck tonight. That's on what game tip-off at 7?
7 o'clock. We'll be on the air over on KBOI with Abe Jackson and me, 6:30.
I love it. Boise State, St. Louis tonight. Prater, Jeremiah Dickey. We're going to take a quick one. When we come back, we got the Boise State Athletic Director. Huh?
20 minutes. We're going to just make we're going to get after him with all kinds of questions. And I was going to say we're going to make him uncomfortable, but he's such a pro. He's such a pro. So,
but
we're going to grill him a little bit, season in review, and look into the future a little bit. Boise State football, what did he see? How's he process it? And what's important moving forward?
Hey, download the KTIK app on your phone. That way you get KTIK anywhere, everywhere, old shows, archived interviews, great stuff. Make sure you got that app on your phone. We're Prater in the Ballgame. This is Idaho Sports Talk. Jeremiah Dickey, next on Sports Radio The Ticket.
Sports Radio 93.1 FM and 1350 AM, The Ticket.